I'm Janine Herbst, NPR News in Washington.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Sleep Number, offering three mattress collections with personalized features and the goal of providing people more choices based on their needs. Learn more at sleepnumber.com or a Sleep Number store.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more, all available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
85 degrees in Lawrence, 77 in Atchison, 87 in Abilene. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio. 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We're always online at kansaspublicradio.org. Thanks for joining us. News headlines coming your way at 6:30. At 6:36, more cyclospora outbreaks have been reported throughout the Midwest. That includes the state of Kansas. What is it? How can you avoid getting it? We'll talk about that. Then we will learn more about reaction to France's win over Morocco in France. Set up big screens in Paris so that everybody could watch. What happened? We'll tell you coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Bit earlier today, we had a severe thunderstorm watch put into effect for a portion of the KPR listening area. That has now been canceled. There are no currently active severe thunderstorm anythings in the KPR listening area. The threat has moved significantly farther to the east. I would recommend checking the weather if you were planning on driving to Columbia tonight or St. Louis. We're very worried about flooding in St. Louis because all that rain that has moved through here in the last, 18 hours or so, it's all just sort of bunching up in Missouri and causing no end of problems with too much rain in Missouri and Illinois and parts of Kentucky.
Support for KPR comes from Stoneback Appliance in Lawrence with people who answer calls, not machines. Details and information on services provided and available brands is online at stonebackappliance.com.
It's 6:20.
Support for NPR.
This is NPR News.
Ketch Secor of Old Crow Medicine Show thinks antique store owners must hate him.
Because I'll spend all day and I won't buy nothing.
He loves thumbing through old postcards.
Dear Dolores, I went to the largest ball of twine in Kansas. You'd never believe how big it is.
And his album captures that feeling. Listen on All Things Considered.
Join us tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock for Weekend All Things Considered on your KPR stations.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas State University, where faculty and students use an on-campus research reactor to study applications of nuclear science in medicine, energy, and safety. More information at k-state.edu.
We have news headlines coming your way in just about 40 seconds. Stay tuned. We're with you till 7 o'clock tonight here with more All Things Considered. It's 85 degrees in Lawrence. It's 6:30.
She promised that federal funds and oversight of special education laws would not be disrupted by the changes. Several advocates told NPR they left the call more concerned about how this move would improve the lives of students and educators. They worried the changes will make it more confusing for students, state leaders, and families to know where to turn if the rights of students with disabilities are not being met in schools.
This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson. The company that operates the Keystone Pipeline has agreed to a settlement totaling $70 million for an oil spill in Kansas 3 years ago. As Kaylin Moore reports, officials call it one of the largest inland oil spills in recent history.
The oil spill in northern Kansas totaled more than 500,000 gallons that affected Prairie, Cropland, and Mill Creek in Washington County. In a press release, the Environmental Protection Agency said South Bow, the company in charge of the pipeline, violated the Clean Water Act. South Bow has agreed to pay a civil penalty of almost $27 million and complete projects to prevent further damage, costing approximately $40 million. The company also agreed to contribute $3 million to the state of Kansas for natural resource restoration projects. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Kaylin Moore in Liberal.
A parasite causing cases of what officials call explosive diarrhea has now been confirmed in Kansas. As Beck Shackelford Wanganga reports, state health officials are tracking 22 cases.
The stomach bug, called cyclosporiasis, causes extreme intestinal illness, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Symptoms can last anywhere from a few days to a month, and they can go away and come back. The CDC says to prevent the illness, people should avoid consuming food or water that could be contaminated by feces, and they should thoroughly wash any produce. Health officials say people with symptoms should see a doctor for treatment. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Beck Shackelford Wanganga.
A new analysis says the Republican supermajority in the Kansas House is in jeopardy this election cycle. Sam Zeff explains.
The political website Ballotpedia rates the GOP supermajority in the Kansas House as highly exposed. Flipping just five seats could dramatically change the political landscape in Topeka. Wichita State University political scientist Alexandra Middlewood says Democrats are targeting six seats in Johnson County, but Republicans, she says, are targeting seats in Sedgwick County.
So the fact that we see the Republican Party really trying to counter-target other seats shows that even they are somewhat afraid that this could happen.
Ballotpedia also says the Republican supermajorities in the Missouri House and Senate are also vulnerable this year. I'm Sam Zeff.
If you haven't visited Kansas City's FIFA Fan Festival yet, your time is running out. FanFest will be open to the public through tomorrow evening, featuring a grand lineup of quarterfinal watch parties and concerts. Sheryl Crow takes the stage tonight. Tomorrow afternoon, performances from both rapper Tech N9ne and the rock band The All-American Rejects. There are two watch parties at FanFest tomorrow, Norway against England at 4 p.m. and World Cup champion Argentina and Switzerland at 8 p.m. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
It's All Things Considered. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
They say if you want to be a morning person, you should have something to look forward to first thing. Something like a cup of coffee or tea made just the way you like it. While you enjoy it, make Morning Edition your companion. No spin, just the facts, and no scrolling. Just familiar voices guiding you through what you need to know. So up and at 'em. We're here with you. It's Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
We'd be honored if you choose us to spend your morning with, 5 to 9 a.m. Monday through Friday on your KPR stations. Please join us for Morning Edition. It would be our pleasure to tell you the news and more. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 99.5 FM in Manhattan, many other frequencies all around the state. You'll find a listing of them online at kansaspublicradio.org, where you can stream us 24 hours a day.
Support for KPR comes from Panda Pediatrics. From newborn to college grad, Panda Pediatrics provides primary care, mental health, dental, and a walk-in clinic for kids as they grow into young adults. PandaPEDS.com.
Stay with us. News headlines coming up at 7:01 on your KPR1 stations, followed by Stardate Then. It's Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson is your host tonight. We will be focused on films set in the desert. Then at 9 o'clock, it's Jazz in the Night. If you're joining us on KPR2, stay tuned at 7 o'clock for Snap Judgment.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
It's 10 minutes before 7 o'clock. This is KPR.
If you want to know what's happening, you could pick up your phone and keep scrolling until you're dizzy. But to really understand, turn on Morning Edition from NPR News every weekday.
You can hear Morning Edition Monday through Friday, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from the University of Kansas, where experts connect across a constellation of campuses and disciplines seeking breakthroughs to address complex health, safety, and economic challenges affecting people everywhere. Details at kansas.ku.edu.
Stay tuned. News headlines up next, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of film music. It's Film Music Friday. Jeff Watson is your host tonight, focusing on films set in the great, vast expanse of the desert, including Lawrence of Arabia. We're hearing that wonderful Maurice Schaff score in the background. Join us for Film Music Friday, coming right up.
Support for KPR comes from Watkins Museum of History, celebrating America's 250th anniversary with various museums and historic sites. Information about Finding Freedom, the Promise of 1776 in Douglas County, Kansas, at watkinsmuseum.org.
Our odds of getting rain tonight have dropped significantly. 20% chance of showers and storms tonight with a low in the upper 60s. You're listening to KPR. The news is next.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Janine Herbst. Graham Plattner has formally withdrawn from Maine's U.S. Senate race less than a week after a former romantic partner accused him of rape. Kevin Miller with Maine Public Radio has more.
Plattner said Wednesday night that he planned to drop out, but the progressive Democrat waited 2 days to file the official paperwork. His withdrawal letter doesn't mention the accusations against him, which he has repeatedly denied. Instead, Plattner wrote that his overwhelming primary victory shows Maine voters support the ideals at the center of his populist campaign, such as Medicare for All, ending so-called forever wars, and stopping billionaires from buying elections. And he said by withdrawing, he was seeking to, quote, further the movement we have built. Maine's Democratic Party now has about 2 weeks to select a new nominee to challenge Republican Senator Susan Collins this fall. For NPR News, I'm Kevin Miller.
A new UN report says 120 million women and girls around the world are in need of basic assistance and protection. But the aid organizations that are meant to help them are running out of money because of aid cuts from the U.S. and other countries. NPR's Fatima Tanis has more.
UN researchers surveyed hundreds of organizations serving women and girls in 52 countries, many of them in crisis. Since the Trump administration's aid cuts in 2025, the report says women who live in remote areas or unstable unstable environments have seen a decrease in basic services like education, health, food, and water. Many of the groups reported that women and girls also face sharp increases in mental health distress, school dropouts, gender-based violence, and forced marriages. At the same time, aid groups say severe budget shortfalls have led to major layoffs within their organizations and impending closures. Fatma Tanis, NPR News.
Spain has joined France by winning its quarterfinal match and has advanced to the Final Four in the World Cup. Steve Futterman has more.
Spain, which was one of the pre-World Cup favorites, is on its way to the semifinals after a 2-1 win over Belgium. Spain jumped out to a 1-0 lead in the 30th minute. Then 11 minutes later, Belgium scored. It was the first goal allowed by Spain in this entire World Cup. It looked like the match would go into extra time, but in the 88th minute, on a rebound shot, Mikel Merino put the ball in the net for Spain. Spain beats Belgium. Next for the...
Say it's from shoddy repair work. Officials say the straining was planned. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. And that's called To Zucabar, a little track that's played when a Roman general is carried off across the desert to his new life as a gladiatorial combatant in Gladiator, with music by Hans Zimmer and Lisa Gerard, here on Kansas Public Radio. Just the vibe we want to set for tonight's Film Music Friday, which is all about desert adventures. The desert is a romantic and pitiless setting just right for all different kinds of movies, whether for historical epics or apocalyptic scenes, alien worlds, and even the odd love story or two. We've got all of the above for you tonight when we hear music from Indiana Jones and Raiders of the Lost Ark, and later on Mad Max and Beyond Thunderdome, Walkabout, and a good deal others. On tonight's program, I'm Jeff Watson. Thanks for joining me here on a Friday evening. We're going to continue with what's arguably the most famous historical desert movie and one of the most famous scores by French composer Maurice Jarre. Selections for you next from Lawrence of Arabia, here on Kansas Public Radio. The mystery, the beauty, and the peril of the desert, where one wrong move can cost you everything, especially during wartime, as expertly portrayed in music by composer Maurice Jarre for the film Lawrence of Arabia, here on Kansas Public Radio. That wouldn't be the last time that Maurice Jarre would be called upon to write music for a film of the desert setting, as we'll hear later. We've got his music from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome a little bit later on in tonight's Film Music Friday. Hope you can stay with us a little while longer. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia. Always online for you, of course, at kansaspublicradio.org. The desert, as I mentioned, is a very excellent resource for Hollywood for creating alien worlds. That's why they get a lot of mileage using the desert for the Star Wars films. And I want to share with you a little moment from one of my favorite ones. It's from that time when Jabba the Hutt and his crew had hauled Luke and his pals out into the desert to sacrifice them to a hungry sarlacc. And it looks like it might be curtains for our heroes. Only they were underestimating exactly who they were dealing with. From the film Return of the Jedi, music by John Williams, here's Sail Barge Assault on KPR. Our heroes get away clean in Return of the Jedi. We heard Sail Barge Assault from that picture with music, of course, by John Williams here on Kansas Public Radio on Film Music Friday. Still to come in this 7 p.m. hour, we've got music from Tan Dun and Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon. A little episode in that movie called Desert Capriccio, still to come in this evening's program about desert adventures. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Resource Center for Independent Living, peer counseling, advocacy, and independent living skills training to promote individual choice to persons with disabilities. Details at rcilinc.org. We're not done with John Williams just yet. He was doing positively magical work back there in the 1980s, and in between writing music for the Star Wars pictures, he was working with Spielberg to create the tales of the legendary adventurer Indiana Jones. His exploits often had him going to desert settings, like that time he traveled to Tennis to find the Lost Ark before the Nazis could. Here are a few selections from Raiders of the Lost Ark on Kansas Public Radio. From the great John Williams, selections from Raiders of the Lost Ark on Kansas Public Radio. Indiana Jones will return in this evening's program in the next hour, when we'll have more from Mr. Williams and The Last Crusade. That's just ahead on Kansas Public Radio, Film Music Friday, and an evening of desert adventures. Hope you can stay with us a bit longer. KPR is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporium, and online at kansaspublicradio.org. Know whether your passion is for unbiased, in-depth news, or beautiful music, or fascinating conversations, you can always feed that passion right here with KPR. Show your passion for KPR in the programs that feed your mind and the news that matters. Give now at that website, kansaspublicradio.org, and thanks to all of you for your marvelous support. Next on our program, I've got something a little bit different for you. From a movie by director Ang Lee from the year 2000, when he sought to bring the Hong Kong-style action picture to the United States with Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, with Chow Yun-fat and Michelle Yeoh. There's quite a lot going on in this movie. But to set up this next part, all you really need to know is that there's this princess traveling in a caravan on her way to an arranged marriage that she's not exactly thrilled with the prospect of when her caravan is shanghaied by bandits and brought out into the desert. And it is in that desert where she learns how to fight, how to survive, and how to love. Here are a few selections known as Desert Capriccio from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, with music by Tan Dun, and cello solos by Yo-Yo Ma, here on Kansas Public Radio. Desert Capriccio from Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, music by Tan Dun, featuring cellist Yo-Yo Ma, here on Kansas Public Radio. Almost the top of the hour, and about time for NPR News. Afterwards, we've got even more desert adventures for you. Jerry Goldsmith's music from The Mummy. More from Maurice Jarre, and we'll hear John Barry and his music from the film Walkabout. That and a good deal more still to come on tonight's Film Music Friday. Thanks for making some time this weekend to be a part of things tonight here on Kansas Public Radio.
2026 is about halfway over, so we look to see what some of Morning Edition brings you, the news to keep you informed, but we also bring you something vital every weekday.
Listen for Morning Edition weekdays from 5 to 9 a.m. here at your place to find NPR News. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. From the University of Kansas, we are KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3, KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio.
Bobby Allen, NPR News.
And you're listening to NPR News from Washington.
Support for NPR comes from Imaginable Futures, envisioning a future where learning sparks opportunity and thriving belongs to everyone. Learn more at imaginablefutures.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. A wonderful little suite there from The Thief of Baghdad from 1940. The music was provided by the great Miklos Rocha, who took over writing that movie at the very last minute from fellow composer Oscar Strauss, and with very little time, created some music that swept the film beautifully along back in the 40s. We listened there to the National Philharmonic Orchestra, led by Charles Gerhardt here on Kansas Public Radio, during Film Music Friday and our evening's exploration of desert adventures. There's much more thrilling music on the way when we hear more from Maurice Jarre and Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome. We'll hear John Barry's music from Walkabout and another visit from Indiana Jones, all in just a little while. The perils of the desert are many. You have the heat, the dehydration, of course. But the desert means pyramids, and that means mummies and their curse. Brendan Fraser found that out the hard way back in 1999 in the action-adventure epic The Mummy. The music provided by Jerry Goldsmith, and we have a little bit for you now on Kansas Public Radio. Memorable moments from The Mummy back in 1999 with a score provided by Jerry Goldsmith here on Kansas Public Radio during Film Music Friday. We've got work from composer John Barry still to come this hour from the film Walkabout, and of course another visit from Indiana Jones, all ahead on tonight's program. Support for Film Music Friday on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, a constellation of campuses working to improve lives in Kansas and beyond through health research, public safety training, workforce development, natural resource protection, and more. Details at kansas.ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. This evening's program is all about desert adventures. As I mentioned earlier, the desert is a great setting for historical epics, alien pictures, as well as post-apocalyptic movies. By then, it's pretty much all desert, and writer, producer, and director George Miller used that to his advantage to create the Mad Max saga. In the past decade, we've gotten a couple of fun movies from that series, but I want to take things back now to 1985, to Mel Gibson, Tina Turner, Master Blaster, and all that good stuff, for Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome, with another first-rate score provided by composer Maurice Jarre, a suite, next on Kansas Public Radio. A suite from Mad Max Beyond Thunderdome from 1985, another desert epic hit from composer Maurice Jarre here on Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes now until the top of the hour and NPR News. Tonight's Film Music Friday is all about desert adventures. In the desert, you survive any way you can. This next one I have for you is about just such a tale of survival from 1971. A fairly dark story about two siblings, a boy and a girl in Australia, left in the outback, stranded by their suicidal father, who have to survive with the help of an Aboriginal boy undergoing ritual separation from his tribe. Here's music from composer John Berry from Walkabout on Kansas Public Radio. Music by John Berry from the 1971 Australian film Walkabout on Kansas Public Radio. I hope you've been enjoying tonight's program featuring desert adventures. And now, because I promised it, because I can't quite get enough of John Williams, and because this film literally ends with our heroes riding off into the desert sunset, we'll wrap things up tonight with the finale to Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade on Kansas Public Radio.